on River 949. Snowy's Sports Shorts.
I've got to have all my senses with me, Marnie. This sports shorts this morning. Good morning, Snowy.
Good morning, team. Now, look, yesterday we weren't sure what we could legally and not legally say the Olympics.
Well, this is it. It's going to be like that for the next couple of weeks.
I spoke to our crack legal team yesterday, and they had this response for me.
You can't handle the truth.
I'm not allowed to play any Olympic audio whatsoever.
Right, that's fair enough.
So we're getting creative. So stuff the legals.
Stuff the legals.
We're getting stuck into it. Yeah, unfortunately, yesterday for the Aussies, there was none of this. All right, but we did win two bronze medals. Now, I don't have a sound effect for bronze yet.
Right,
so if you've got an idea, please let me know on 381 31 949, because I've got nothing for bronze.
All right, leave it with me, Sweet. Yeah. I'll see what we can come up with.
Yesterday, our two bronze medals, they came here. We won a bronze medal in the women's synchronized swimming, and our men's 4x100 meter relay team won bronze. So play it again to celebrate, Campo.
I'll tell you what, James Magnussen, he's humbled a bit, hasn't he?
Yeah, he really has. I'd say there was an amazing thing in that 4x100 meter relay. The American team won the big gong, so they get this. All right.
Yes.
And it also delivered Michael Phelps his 19th career.
Oh, no. 19.
Olympic medal.
Well, that's more than anyone in history,
I'd say. He's been to five Olympic Games.
Yeah, it's phenomenal, isn't it?
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, now this morning, 8 o'clock, you want to be around your TVs because our women's sevens rugby team are looking for this. Get it? Seven heaven. Seven's heaven.
We get it. Yep.
They're taking on these people. The Kiwis.
Yes.
And the winner of that game at 8 o'clock today will get this, Campo.
Oh, what?
Goal! All right, so 8 o'clock this morning, that's happening. Yeah. What else have we got? Okay, these guys.
Yeah.
Six white boomers, snow white boomers.
What? Right. That's our Australian basketball team, the boomers. I feel a little bit... You know, it could be a little bit politically incorrect to play six white boomers because we're a multicultural team.
Of course,
so, Marnie, I'll let you decide. We can either play six white boomers when talking about the Australian basketball team, or we can play this. Which one would you like, Marnie?
Go the Venga boys.
Oh, go the Venga
boys. Okay, so we'll go back to the start. These boys.
Okay.
All right, they beat Serbia.
Yeah.
And it's the first time ever that the...
What?
Come on, back on it. That's it.
Yes. It's the first time ever that they've won their opening two games at the Olympic Games.
Wow, that's amazing.
So that keeps them on track to win this campo.
Gold!
All right, we're still on track to win that. We're going well. We're going really well here, team.
Okay,
now, just to wrap up, we've also got a couple of Aussies going for...
What?
Gold. In the swimming campo, so what sound effect do they get?
Oh, look, I have no idea.
Twisting by the pool. Come on. That's it?
Yeah.
All right, so good luck to Emily Seabom. We've got backstrokers going for gold. Emily Seabom and her boyfriend are going for gold.
Right.
And there's also a young girl, and I feel horrible because I forget her name. She's the third fastest qualifier. She actually beat Emily Seabom. She's a girl from Brisbane who's in that race as well for the backstroke. So good luck to her. Looking quickly in other sports.
Yeah.